big, broad, general question, mm-hmm. but what have you noticed about changes when you're out in the woods?
So a couple of things that really, like, when you called and, you know, I was like, well, what have I noticed? You know, probably the biggest one, I shouldn't say the biggest one. Well, maybe it is the biggest one right now. The rose hips are turning black. And they are, I mean, there's not like a lot of roses around here, but there's a few different patches of wild. And there's quite a lot of Sitka roses in people's yards and at Jewel Gardens. And I'll show you actually what I'm talking about after we wrap up the video portion. But the flower will be great and beautiful, and the bush is healthy and normal looking. And then as the hip starts to form, it either doesn't grow and turns yellow and turns black, or it might actually get kind of reddish and then it will turn black, or there's more spots. And so I'm not sure. I haven't taken the time to really delve in and figure out what's going on, because it's widespread. It's not just in my garden. You know, it's like, it's not something that I feel like I can take care of with my plant. It's something I've seen. And I don't know if it's the same thing that's affecting the wild that's affecting the Sitka roses, because they're different, you know, different species.
Right. But it is affecting both of them.
Mm-hmm. And the wild roses get more of the rust. I noticed it in Canada. So like just over the past, like near Conrad and between, like before Carcross, I've noticed, it's like a bright orange rust, and that can get onto the hips. And so that's like kind of like causing it to rot, and be discolored, and the leaves will get, you know, gnarled, and it's just bright orange. I mean, it's like orange like that. Yeah. And so, I noticed it. Because that's when I was getting to plants, and, you know, I'm like, oh, what is this, you know? But it didn't seem too bad, you know? It wasn't affecting a lot of plants. But over the years, I have noticed there's a lot more orange rust throughout the rose hip or wild rose population in Canada, and it's gotten down here. I hadn't noticed it down here, you know, 8-10 years ago, but now I'm seeing it.
About how long have you been seeing it? A couple years?
Maybe, like, 5. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the hips, like the more where like I'm even noticing on the Sitka roses, that's probably about 2 years, 3 years. But it's a bummer because, you know, like the hips are one of the funnest parts to harvest. You know, you can do so many things. You can use for jams or jellies, and I make a really nice lip balm out of them.
There's not enough time to harvest them. Mm-mm. Before they turn.
No, they don't ripen. They don't ripen in time. And then they just turn black. And like, I've noticed at Jewel Gardens, their hips are actually, they do really well, but mine here, I had a great year for flowers, and I let quite a few flowers go to seed. Nothing. But then I have a different rose. It's a dark leafed red rose. I can't remember the scientific name, but that one doesn't seem to be affected so much. the goat poo as fertilizer. You know, she made compost with that. You know, we made maple syrup. Like, she had a lot. She did a lot like that. So, but I didn't know the term organic. I didn't, you know, so learning about that and learning about organic agriculture and gardening, that really just, I just wanted to know more. And I just soaked it up like a sponge.
So this is a big, broad, general question. Mm-hmm. But what have you noticed about changes when you're out in the woods?
So a couple of things that really, like when you called and, you know, I was like, well, what have I noticed? You know, probably the biggest one, I shouldn't say the biggest one. Well, maybe it is the biggest one right now. The rose hips are turning black. And they are... I mean, there's not like a lot of roses around here, but there's a few different patches of wild, and there's quite a lot of Sitka roses in people's yards and at Jewel Gardens. And I'll show you actually what I'm talking about after we wrap up the video portion. But the flower will be great and beautiful, and the bush is healthy and normal looking. And then as the hip starts to form, it either doesn't grow and turns yellow and turns black. Or it might actually get kind of reddish and then it will turn black. Or there's more spots. And so I'm not sure. I haven't taken the time to really delve in and figure out what's going on, because it's widespread. It's not just in my garden. You know, it's like, it's not something that I feel like I can take care of with my plant. It's something I've seen. And I don't know if it's the same thing that's affecting the wild that's affecting the Sitka roses, because they're different, you know, different species.
Right. But it is affecting both of them.
Mm-hmm. And the wild roses get more of the rust. I noticed it in Canada. So like just over the past, like near Conrad and between, like before Carcross, I've noticed it's like a bright orange rust. Mm-hmm. And that can get onto the hips. And so that's like kind of like causing it to rot and be discolored, and the leaves will get, you know, gnarled and it's just bright orange. I mean, it's like orange like that.
Yeah.
And so I noticed it because that's when I was getting to plants, and, you know, I'm like, oh, what is this, you know? But it didn't seem too bad. You know, it wasn't affecting a lot of plants. But over the years, I have noticed there's a lot more orange rust throughout the rose hip or wild rose population in Canada, and it's gotten down here. I hadn't noticed it down here, you know, 8-10 years ago, but now I'm seeing it.
About how long have you been seeing it? A couple of years?
Maybe like 5. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the hips, like the more where like I'm even noticing on the Sitka roses, that's probably about 2-3 years. But it's a bummer because, you know, like the hips are one of the funnest parts to harvest. You know, you can do so many things. You can use for jams or jellies, and I make a really nice lip balm out of them.
There's not enough time to harvest them. Mm-mm. Before they turn.
No, they don't ripen. Oh. They don't ripen in time. And then they just turn black. And like, I noticed at Jewel Gardens, their hips are actually, they do really well, but mine here, I had a great year for flowers, and I let quite a few flowers go to seed. Nothing. But then I have a different rose. It's a dark leafed red rose. I can't remember the scientific name, but that one doesn't seem to be affected so much. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it could be two different things. The rust is getting to the wild, and this is something else.
Right.
Maybe it's related to the moisture levels. Could be that. You know, is it a bug that's introducing something? Could be that. I've noticed a lot more woolly bears. Never saw woolly bears 10 years ago.
Caterpillars.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lots more of those. Like last